Spring. Alec on. Then Hollingsworth. Hollingsworth here, Ashburn here.
We have a quorum. All right. Senator Torlakson.
Thank you. It's good to be here. This is a MOU implementation piece of legislation between the Board of Supervisors of Contra Costa County and the Deputy Sheriff's Association of that same county. It will provide flexibility to both the Deputy Sheriff's and the county and will provide savings, an opportunity to realize savings in their retirement costs, something unusual these days. I would urge an aye vote.
Witnesses in favor.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. My name is Kathy Christian. I represent Contra Costa County, and we're just here to answer any questions and to urge your support for this important bill. We are pleased to announce that we have reached a tentative agreement with the deputy sheriffs, and we need your assistance in order to get the authority to make these important provisions for both the county and the deputy sheriffs happen. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members, Randy Perry of Aaron Reed and Associates on behalf of Cocoa County, Contra Costa County Deputy Sheriff's Association in support.
Madam Chair, if I may, these differentials have already been negotiated and agreed upon, and now we need statute to allow the county to have a split.
Right. Correct.
Thank you.
Anyone in opposition? Anybody else in favor? Again, anyone in opposition? Seeing none? Okay.
Soto.
Aye.
Soto, aye. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Alarcon.
Aye.
Alarcon, aye. Dunn.
Aye.
Dunn, aye. Hollingsworth.
Aye.
Hollingsworth, aye.
Thank you.
Meeting's out. Thank you.
Thank you. We were just at a thought that
you could do it from there.
A generic bill that would avoid having to come to the legislature each time, especially when the retirement costs are going down.
I don't think so.
Yep.
That doesn't happen very often, Senator.
Okay, Senator Dunn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for giving me the permission to present it from the dais here. Very quickly, 1696 will require L.A. Superior Court to pay each employee in the listed bargaining units an amount equal to the additional amount the employee would have received if the reclassification raise the employee received on October 1, been retroactive to August 1. I think this committee is aware this was as a result of labor negotiations last summer, of which I was directly involved. And unfortunately, the court system has been given the dollars for the raises starting August 1. L.A. Superior refuses to give them from August through September, and thus necessitating this legislation to force L.A. Superior to pay the retroactive dollars for those 2 months, which they're refusing to pay.
Good. Madam Chairwoman and members, the committee, Willie Pelote representing, asked me, I can't say it any better, we ask you for your aye vote.
Thank you.
Just a question. Is there a role for the L.A. County Board of Supervisors any longer in this matter?
No,
there's
not.
So the dispute is between whom?
The dispute is, if I can give just a little background, Senator, in the budget for last year, or actually technically this fiscal year, the court system was given the dollars for pay increases to be effective August 1. Negotiation, and those dollars now sit within the court system technically at the Judicial Council level. They don't transfer into the local level until, in fact, all is said and done. Unfortunately, the negotiations, of which I was part of, continued into September, and L.A. Superior, the agreement was reached, and the raises went into effect per L.A. Superior's position October 1. We have been saying since then, no, you have the money from August 1, pay it for those 2 months that you are refusing. You mean as far as L.A. Superior? L.A. Superior management itself was at the bargaining table with the bargaining.
And so who's accountable? I mean, I can understand under the former realm, under the Board of Supervisors, L.A. Superior Court is an entity unto itself?
No, I can answer that. The money still sits with the Judicial Council, Senator. Okay. The Judicial Council needs legal authority to direct L.A. Superior over their objections to make this retroactive.
So who is L.A. Superior? Is that the judges of the L.A. Superior Court?
Yes, it is. The executive committee of L.A. Superior Court comprised of judges and their CEO.
And is there a reason why the judges of the Superior Court don't desire for their employees to be compensated for monies that have been already budgeted?
The best we can answer that, the rank and file judges believe this dollar should be paid, but the executive committee is refusing. They believe, look, labor negotiations extended into September, so therefore we declare unilaterally, they'll be effective October 1. They have actually in the last year been complaining to the judicial council to give them the money they saved so they can use it for other purposes, Senator, which we have been saying no, 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 and the judicial council won't do that.
Yeah, and Madam Chair, just with that explanation, which I appreciate, I don't believe that it's my role to direct the executive committee of the Superior Court of Los Angeles County on what they ought to do with compensation. I mean, they probably should pay, and the money's already been, but I don't think that's my job, and so I can't vote for the bill.
All right.
And if I just will offer one clarification, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Pelote, there is no opposition from the Judicial Council on this matter. This has been a frustrating event for a whole lot of folks.
Well, Judicial Council, but L.A.
I understand.
Court, those judges, and they elect their own executive committee, correct?
The judges do, correct.
Right.
Did you want to move the bill?
I move the bill.
You have broader powers than I do.
Any opposition to the bill? Anybody else in support? Thank you. Call the roll.
Soto.
Aye.
Soto, aye. Ashburn.
No.
Ashburn, no. Alarcon.
Aye.
Alarcon, aye. Dunn.
Aye.
Dunn, aye. Hollingsworth.
Aye. No.
Hollingsworth, no.
No, he chose. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you very much, members.
I think he was particularly arch-